Today I would like to present causes and conditions, especially the earthquake in Haiti. It is a very tragic event in a big, gigantic scale. It's such a, you know, a country that is poor, as well as the systems are not set up you know, solidly like you know, Western developed countries. So when the earthquake with this scale of magnitude hits them, it's very devastating. Why, isn't it? Can ask why? Why does it happen? You know, why have they done something wrong? Is somebody punishing them? We can ask all these questions. And some people may come to this conclusion. But in the Buddhist way of contemplating in Buddhism, we differentiate contemplating from thinking process. Because what is thinking, isn't it? In meditation, while you are meditating, you try and notice your mind. Your mind is going into the thoughts, that is thinking. And that the mind that is going into the thoughts have no specific goal. It's just going round and round and round. And sometimes before you go to bed, you happen to be thinking this and that. What has happened, who has said what. Keep thinking and emotions are coming up, angers are still there. But, you know, if you carefully watch that, there is no solution or answer, only emotions coming up again and again. So, what thinking does is to think from one point of view, from self, from my side of view, I would think. Somebody has said that to me, or it hurts me, or it makes me happy. Like that, it from a point of view, a biased point of view, in favor of that point of view. So if a person is thinking, he'll be thinking in favor of himself, whatever he's thinking. And if a group of people thinking, especially in competitions, for example, there is Australian tennis playing now. If you're watching somebody you support, for example, you are supporting Roger Federer against somebody, then you'll be thinking in favor of Roger Federer. You want him to win. Or, Leighton Hewitt or whoever it is you are supporting, you think from that point of view. So it is already biased. So what you get from thinking is emotions, not necessarily the truth. In contrast to thinking, contemplation. Contemplation is to contemplate on things as they are, the facts. There is no emotions, no bias from the self point of view. But looking from the truth point of view of what it is, like a scientist making a research. So you see that, you know, even though who you support has lost, you know that the other one has the better skills in the tennis. So that's a reality. So you can accept it. You know, somebody has to win, the better one has to win, and you acknowledge from an unbiased point of view, from contemplation, you know that, oh, that person is good. And you enjoy both, you know, skills from both sides, both persons. So you don't have a biased view. But of course, at the back of it, you want somebody to win because you like that person. But at the same time, you can accept that because the other person has a better skills and deserves to be won. Not like the rival soccer teams in some countries. And because they lost or win in the fields, then outside the field, the fans fight with each other. That is thinking, coming from the thinking. But from contemplation point, coming from contemplation, you don't have that. You know that the other side is better, and you support that, and you encourage that. If you give you incentive to be better next time, and when you win, you appreciate it because you have competed against a very good, you know, team or a person, and you deserve to be, you know, praised because you have a better skill, rather than, you know, winning over somebody who just played tennis for only about 3 months. What pride is there, isn't it? But if somebody has been for champions for years and then you were able to win that, then that is good, isn't it? So you got to encourage the competition, and you have to know their unbiased views, contemplation. So in Buddhism, we don't think, we contemplate. So in this case, you know, the earthquake, you know, in Haiti, what has happened, isn't it? Do we point fingers at somebody outside, or do we look at a realistically, reality check, a contemplation, isn't it? So, this is what Buddha has taught to us, not to follow things blindly, but to, when you hear it, to compare it with your life experience, to test it, to use it. Only if it brings a benefit to you and to others, and if it is no harm to you and no harm to others, then you accept it. You never follow things blindly. That's why it's a very intelligent way of living life. That's why it need to have an intuitive understanding of what Buddha is teaching us. Otherwise, we can't get the real message, isn't it? So, in this case, what has happened? What has happened is nothing come out of the blue and happen like that. There are underlying causes and conditions that is supporting this event to happen. Sometimes it's multiple causes and conditions. And what is the place we live in this world, on this planet? What is this planet called? It is called Earth, isn't it? It's not heaven, it's not hell, it's Earth. That's what it's called. What is the Earth like? What is the characteristic of the Earth? Contemplate, isn't it? I may be wrong, or I may be close to it. I think the last ice age is about 17 million years ago, I think, on top of my memory. Correct me if I'm wrong, and please accept my apology if it is not correct. But long, long time ago, there was an ice age, the last ice age. And then after the ice age, we're talking about this Earth. We are living on it now, right, about this Earth. After the ice age, the ice thawed, and then sunshine, and then the weather is favorable, and the living beings, living things start appearing, like dinosaurs and, big, creatures in the ocean, and, like that. Human beings evolved only about 45 to 50,000 years ago, compared to the ice age 17 million years ago, compared to the age of this Earth, I think it's about, I may be wrong, 8 billions or 4 billions or something like that years old this Earth is, right? So, compared to the history of this Earth that we are living on, we're not talking about the Moon or the Mars or the Jupiter or the Sun. There, we're talking about this Earth we're living on. Out of that billions of years old, you know, about 17 million ago, there was an ice age, and no one survived. And after the ice age, beings starting appearing again, isn't it? This alone will give you some hint that we are very insignificant in the timeline of this earth, right? So what happened during that time? There were many volcanoes erupted, dinosaurs were there, and they died out, probably because of many factors. Again, they don't die out just by itself, you know, straight away one day they decided to disappear. It doesn't happen that way. It happened with multiple causes and conditions. Maybe we burn their vegetations and they can't survive without proper food, or we ate their eggs, or you know, or maybe a big meteorite, whatever theory they have. There were some causes and conditions for them to disappear and for the human beings to thrive. There were again causes and conditions. So throughout the history of humankind, as far as we could remember or we could record, you know, there were volcano eruptions. For example, look at Pompeii. What happens to Pompeii, isn't it? You know, the volcano erupted. People were caught in the track of sitting, you know, eating, whatever they're doing. They just died like that. Some of them burned, some of them mainly from, the smokes, you know, ashes, can't breathe, and they die. All of them, the whole city, nobody was spared. You know, are they being naughty? Because they are naughty, you know, they got punished? Or is it the nature of this earth that created that? You know, are we not important, you know, as far as the earth goes? We are very insignificant, isn't it? You can't go and tell the volcano, you can't erupt, you know. There are people living there. Some of them are, you know, Christians, some of them are Muslims, some of them are Hindus, and so on and so forth. You can't go and tell them, you know, you'll be punished, you know, volcano, if you do that. It has no feelings. It has no discrimination because of the multiple causes and conditions that is brewing up. It happens. Again, look at this earth. What is this earth? Do we know the only few, the top soil that we're living on is the usable soil? The rest is all rock underneath. And then inside the core of the earth is the melted, you know, rocks with high temperature swirling around. And the earth rotation against the sun is, I think it's 22 degrees. Again, I may be wrong, but it's very close to that, I think. About 22 degrees. You know, it rotates around the sun once a year, 365 days. And every 1,000 years or something like that, it wobbles. Sometimes it's 24 degrees. And then the weather changes again, isn't it? So that's the characteristic of this earth. You know, nobody's doing it. That's the nature of it, by contemplation. Now, what happened, you know, when we look at the events, what has happened, what is happening in this perspective? Isn't it? If you join the army, if you get shot, you know, you can't complain, oh, I got shot, why? Why do you join the army in the first place? You will get shot one day, you can't get shot one day. You live on this planet. What do you expect? You live with all these volcano eruptions and, you know, anything that happens, storms and fires and whatever. You know, hot weather, cold weather. You live with it. That's the characteristic, the true nature of this earth that we live on. So without bias, we are seeing it. Of course, through emotion, we see, I don't like, it's too hot. I don't like, it's too cold. We can complain that. But it's nothing personal as far as the earth goes. It doesn't even know we exist, isn't it? Because it has no a body that cannot have feelings and emotions, doesn't know anything about it. It's due to its nature, causes and conditions, it'll happen. What happened to the tsunami then, isn't it? In the Aceh, in Philippines, in Thailand, Sri Lanka, Burma, many places, you know, people got, you know, killed. You know, some of them are Muslim, some of them are Hindu, some of them are Christian, Buddhist, etc. You know, you can't tell the tsunami, you know, you can't do that, you know. Some of them are just born. How can you do that? Are you that cruel? Isn't it? Some of them are good people, you know, they are very noble people. How can you do that? You can't kill them. You cannot go and tell the tsunami that, because it has no feelings, no emotions. It's natural happenings. The plates, the tectonic plates are pushing each other. For many, many years, thousands of years maybe. And someday something has to happen. Some plate has to give away. Then that what happens? It shook and then created the tsunami, isn't it? Due to that causes and conditions. You look at the Himalaya mountain, the tallest in the world. You know, why, how come we have this, exists, you know, this Mount Everest, the tallest one in the world? Because the Indian plate and the Asian plates are colliding, and then from that event, it pushed up. There we got Mount Everest. Not out of the blue, out of these causes and conditions, we have this Mount Everest. It doesn't, you know, happen by itself. You know, one day come out of the blue, somebody said, let there be Mount Everest. It doesn't happen that way. It happens because of this nature of this earth. That is what is happening. So the earthquake in Haiti, if you look in this perspective, you can understand. This is the nature of this world. You know, of course, if we look at with emotion, it's very sad, tragic events. And we should help whatever way we can. Donate money, do what we can to help them with compassion, with kindness, with urgency. We should donate them money. But at the same time, we have this balanced mind. You know, a mind that knows these things happen. Not a frigid and cold and unconcerned mind. A mind that is well balanced, understood that will happen. Yet, kindness, compassion, and generosity follows with that understanding. So you don't get, you know, unnecessarily have a heavy burden on your mind. Your mind is free. Because we ourselves have to die one day. So you know that these things happen. But at the same time, you have the compassion and kindness there. But you understand this is the world we live in. You live with equanimity. You live with a balanced mind, and mind that has wisdom, a mind that knows. So this is what, how Buddhists look at the event that happens in the world. They happen due to causes and conditions. Our happiness, our unhappiness in life happen due to causes and conditions. Sometimes multiple causes and conditions, our friendships, our relationships, you know, happiness and unhappiness come from this understanding of life, how much skill you have in life to deal with these matters. You hiding inside your own little cocoon, that thinking process, that emotions, and dealing towards others, or are you contemplating things with an unbiased mind, a mind calm and collected, coming from this training of meditation, a mind that is strong enough to do the task, not a weak mind, not a wandering and restless mind. What are you doing? Are you doing things skillfully from the wisdom, or are you going through that little cocoon from that selfish thoughts that buys and favors you. That's the line between happiness and unhappiness. So I offer this to you today. Hope you can contemplate and use it in your daily life. Thank you.